LBN Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Rabbi shahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa halul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli amma ba'd. We continue our lessons on the belief system, the Aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the Aqeedah of As-Salaf As-Salih, our pious predecessors. And we speak today about the different usul, the different principles that the belief system of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah was built upon. And every system has a set rule or rules, set rules and principles that one must follow. And then it is incumbent, and no system can run or perform or be active unless it has a set of laws and rules. And of course, what about the rule of understanding and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about the rule and the rules and the principles when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is without a shadow of a doubt that there is limits, and that there are only certain areas that one can speak or act when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the main reason that the Salaf al-Salih, they wrote books continuously confirming and correcting and reminding Ahlus Sunnah and reminding the people, the Ummah, about these limits. Because unfortunately, as we said before, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded us that there will be certain people from the Ummah that they will be falling astray or going astray from the original understanding of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings. And this is from the most important topics that every Muslim should know and remember and correct how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from these usul, from these principles, is first and foremost the most important principle. And that principle is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imanu billah. Al-Asl al-Awwal wal-Rukn al-Awwal al-Imanu billah. To believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important reason, and it is the asal, it is the origination of the creation of mankind. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind. I have not created mankind and jinn only but to worship me. فَسَبْحَانَ. This is the origination of the reason why we learn about Allah. It is only but to understand how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And is it not a worthy reason, and is it not the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deservant, of course, that He is worshipped in the manner that He wants to be worshipped? Of course. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, and the pious predecessors, they learned the correct way. And thus we must learn and remind ourselves of this correct way. And from the first principles that we know and we said is that we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correctly in the heart. And from these beliefs about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have arkan, we have different chapters that chapter off from the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also we believe in other beliefs that come after the main belief, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from these beliefs, we find in the famous hadith of Hadith Jibreel alayhi salam, the angel of the wahi, the angel of the revelation and the revelations that came before us. When he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam, teaching him and revising with him the five pillars of Islam, the six pillars of Iman, and teaching us today how to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what the religion of Islam is built upon. What the religion of Islam is built upon. And concentrating on the six pillars of Iman and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when Jibreel alayhi salam, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inform me about al-Iman, and inform me about the belief in your heart and the belief in the faith that you have about Allah and His religion. What is the correct faith? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَنْتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ. First and foremost, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First and foremost, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll get into how to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we move on. and to, what did he say? وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, and to believe in the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. To believe in the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. وَكُتُبِهِ, and the books. The books, the different revelations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before our time. We believe in all of them. وَرُسُلِهِ, and the messages that were sent to convey the messages from within these books. We believe in them. We believe in them without a doubt. وَلْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the day of judgment that is to come. And the day of judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described in the Quran, in many places, and He warned us about. The day of judgment that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He spoke many times about, warning us about the punishments on that day, warning us about the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, warning us about the different calamities that will be on that day, telling us about the greatness of the ones that will enter into paradise and so forth, telling us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what will be the condition of the believers. We believe in this, and this is from the faith, and it is from the belief system, the aqidah of the mu'min. وَتُؤْمِن بِالْقَدَرْ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and to believe in predestination, to believe in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined for you, my brother and sister in Islam. خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, the good, the good and the bad. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us from good and from bad, we believe in that. And we say Alhamdulillah. And this is from the belief system of the Muslim, of the mu'min. And it is from the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was good or if it was what we understand to be and see to be bad, then we say Alhamdulillah رب العالمين. And this belief system about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it cannot be rejected. It is a belief system that we must believe in it with all our hearts, and we must affirm in our hearts that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must affirm in our hearts that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot reject or make fun or say we do not believe in it. And if that happens and that is the case, then it could be the reason that one, he leaves the fold of Islam. It could be the reason that one leaves the fold of Islam. And this is a serious matter, my brother in Islam. A serious matter. And this is why many brothers and sisters are ignorant of this. And how many people do we find we sit with speaking about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no knowledge? Speaking about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no knowledge. Some brothers, they say, I think, and there's no room for thinking. Some brothers, they say, that is not right according to what my understanding is. And what understanding is your understanding in comparison to the Quran and Sunnah? For here to reject and to say something is not from the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially from the Iman, especially from the belief system, the Aqidah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed, then this could be a reason that one leaves the fold of Islam. And the ulama, they wrote many books about this. Many books about this. For this is, as we said before, from the greatest reasons why one must learn to know what he is able to say and what he is able not to say. Because you are speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was speaking about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they taught us that this religion is of mercy. And it's not the case that every single person that does not understand what this religion is built upon and may utter something in ignorance, then they are or they have left Islam. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran, وَمَا كُنَّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولَهُ. For here the ulama, they spoke and they said that this is a proof that obviously one must be given the evidence and the proof that what he is saying is not correct. If someone utters something against Islam or says something incorrect against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the religion of Islam, then the proof must be given to them. They must be shown the proof. They must be given the evidence. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that we will not from the ones that would punish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not punish the people unless He sent a messenger, unless He sent a messenger to warn them first about what would come from punishment if they did not confirm and they did not walk upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He wanted them to do. And this is an evidence to show us today at this very point and second that we are learning. We are learning to understand what is correct and from which that you do not know and you are ignorant from. Then if you are ignorant from that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. But if you have been given and the truth has been come to you and it's been sent to you with clear evidence and proof, then this could be a reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends His punishment down. And particularly as we're speaking now, speaking about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejecting from the principles of the faith of this religion could be a reason that you have left or you leave the fold of Islam. Some might think that this is extremism, and some people might think that this is not the characteristics that they know from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and from the religion of Islam. But this is incorrect. Because if we look into the Quran and we look into the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, this religion is merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His greatest characteristics, is His mercy. But there are limits and there is a line that one must know he cannot cross. When thinking and speaking about this religion, you must have an understanding of where you can step. So in a nutshell, let us understand that this religion was built upon proof and was built upon solid evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah. And the Quran itself is mutawatir. The Quran itself is mutawatir, meaning it is constantly, has constantly been re-uttered and recited and reviewed and been said in the same way, in a recurrent manner, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until this time, without a difference and without a default and without any problems found in it. Therefore, it is a text, it is a book that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is mutawatir, that is mutawatir. And this term you find in the science of hadith, al-mutawatir. When something is recurrent many times, then there can be no possibility, or the possibility is minute, that any lie can be said or be put in this Quran. فالحمدلله رب العالمين, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a Quran that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that has been safeguarded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He is the one who has sent down the remembrance of dhikr, and He is the one that will and that has safeguarded this remembrance. And what promise and what more of a promise do we want than from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first rukn, is the first part of the faith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he spoke about. And it is, as we said, it is the original reason why we are learning about the faith and the belief system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to know how to worship Allah. It is to know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything after that is a chain that goes back to this main belief, and that is the belief and the system of how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the belief of knowing and understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find there are certain categories that we must understand. And from these categories, the ulama and the salaf, they derived from the Quran and from the sunnah three categories that are popular, that are known, that have been documented with the ulama on how to worship and how to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first one is at-tawheed al-rububiyyah. At-tawheed al-rububiyyah. And the word at-tawheed, we have heard this before, and for the ones that haven't, generally it means the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rooting from the verb wahada, coming from the verb wahada, to unite and unify something, to unite and unify something. فتوحيد الربوبية generally it is to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the sole controller and creator of the affairs of all the creation. He is the sole creator and controller of the affairs of all of the creation. And this comes from the word Ar-Rabb. It comes from the word Ar-Rabb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa Ar-Rabb. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We find the same word here, Ar-Rabb, in the Fatiha that we utter daily. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to affirm and to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the sole creator and controller of the affairs of mankind. And there is no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely with His infinite power and understanding and knowledge, that He is controlling the affairs of mankind. And He has no partner in that. And He has no partner in that. And only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the characteristics of the Creator can be given. And only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it can be found. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that, isn't it for Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the creator, al-khalq, wal-amr, and the command. The creator and the command. And He is the one that controls and is in ownership of these characteristics. For we must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the sole creator and He is the sole controller. And He is in control of the affairs of all creation. And nobody and nothing has a partnership with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing so. And this is very important, my brother and sister in Islam, to understand this. Because when one reflects about the creation of the heavens and earth, one understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in continuous control of this. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in continuous control of your affairs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enough it is that He is in control of everything that you do. He is the one to be relied upon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if one was to look through the creation of the heavens and earth, he would be ashamed to find that there is no default or no problems that one can find in his creation. And it is running continuously like clockwork, day in and day out, second by second, minute by minute, with perfection. And as many scientists have tried to find, and they have seen, the more and more they look into the creation, into the concept of the universe, they are in awe. They are in awe. And year after year, they find and they get closer, especially the ones that don't have an understanding of the Creator. The ones that are addicted and attached to the system of science, giving an answer or having an answer to every question they have with a scientific reaction. They are in awe to see that the creation of the heavens and earth and beyond is in constant perfection and it is in constant clockwork. And this is due to the understanding that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of the creation of the heavens and earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a Rabb, as the ulama said, هو الذي رباني ورب سائر المؤمنين وسائر العالمين. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that He raised me and He raised the rest of mankind. To the meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the true one that has given you the ability to be who you are today. He is the one that has given you the ability to be who you are today. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is not just a Lord that has created you, but rather He is a Lord that cares about you. And He is a Lord that is continuously looking in mercy for His creation and wanting His creation to be guided to what is the truth. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we know from His names and His attributes, is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the merciful, the most gracious. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And here the ulama, they spoke and they said that here is two different types of mercy. Two different types of mercy. And the first mercy, Ar-Rahman, is a general mercy that encompasses all the creation that He has created. Allahu Akbar. It is a mercy that encompasses all of the creation that He has created. From the rain that comes down generally to the floor that He has created, and He gives it life and flowers and fruits and different plants. They rise by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to His mercy. This is from Ar-Rahman. This is from the name Ar-Rahman. And from the different animals that were created, that have mercy upon each other, to the extent that one of the ulama, they said that even when the animal, he has mercy upon their children. And this act that we see, that to you and I might seem to be a basic thing, how did this animal have the understanding to have this mercy? How did this animal have the understanding to have this mercy? And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. How the heat
that comes from the sun is only to a limit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy you. The heat that comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sun and his environment that is created, it is to an extent that it does not destroy you. And the cold and the weather and the different atmospheres and seasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it does not destroy you. It is to a limit that you can still find comfort in. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman. And from all the general mercy and the mercies that you have seen that we have in our life, it is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman. And it is not specific only for the Muslim, but it encompasses the disbeliever, the one that yet has not found that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has not returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to understand who his Lord is. Even though that is the case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still protects him with this mercy, Ar-Rahman. He still gives them the food and the sustenance, and he gives them the ability to live and to drink and to breathe from the air he has created, and to walk in this life, enjoying the fruits and enjoying whatever luxuries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for them. Even though they walk upon this earth without the correct, specific worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered them to do. That is the mercy of your Lord, my brother and sister in Islam. Your Lord is not a Lord that has created the creation with no purpose, and his creation that he has created is more beloved to him than the mother and father that creation came from. And we find a great evidence and a comparison from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he stood up for the Jewish man when the janazah was coming. And the Sahaba, they didn't understand why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand up to what they believed to be the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became angry. He became angry and he said to them, to the meaning that, is he not a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I am not standing for him other than to my sadness that he has gone away from me and that I was not able to let him accept the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this Rasul. He created Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He created him with the greatest characteristics of mercy and the greatest characteristics of understanding and wisdom to his people. For of course, the greatest creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of course these characteristics are from the characteristics that Allah is happy with. For verily, of course, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cares about his creation, whether they are from the believers or not believers. For the believers are created to call the disbelievers to the religion of Islam. For the believers, you and I, were created to call the disbelievers to the religion of Islam. And that was the message of all the prophets and all the messengers from before. And Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, as the ulama, they said, it was a specific mercy. Ar-Rahim, a specific mercy. A specific mercy, my brother and sister, for who? A specific mercy for the believers. Allahu Akbar. A specific mercy for the believers that believed in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that walked upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that mercy will be left for them in this dunya, and it will be left for them specifically on the day of judgment. Specifically on the day of judgment. And that we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is specifically happy and specifically in mercy of the ones that accept the message that he has sent forth. We see that from al-Rububiyyah, from this first category of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the ulama had told us, at-Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the oneness of affirming the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is in control of the affairs and He is the sole creator and has no partnership in anything that He does, and He is the one that is solely capable of all the affairs. This is from the first things that we must believe about Allah, that He is capable and that He is a Lord that controls the affairs constantly, continuously, without a hiccup, without anyone intruding or anyone affecting or taking part in this. And this is the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is worthy of worship and He is worthy of praise day and night. And we stop there. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.